ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Time to welcome in Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, man. We had a sudden season change, man. It's crazy, but, you know, woke up this morning, so it still is a W.
It's a little chilly walking out there this morning. I may or may not have had to turn the heated seats on the way down to the station this morning. I've gone soft, TD.
I don't hate it.
Oh, man. You got to keep the cheeks warm, man.
That's right. No question. So, TD, we've talked a whole lot about kickers this week. I think I may be over the kicker discussion, but what did you make of what Carthon and Vrabel had to say about the acquisition of Nick Folk and Cade York? And how intrigued are you, I guess, long-term about the development of Cade York and what that could look like for the Titans?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting the way the whole situation with the kickoffs, that's not something that they seem to be concerned with. And I think when you look at Nick Folk, obviously it's his 16th season. The leg is losing some of the power, but they believe it still has enough to carry them through. And it looks like they won't have a specific kicker doing kickoffs itself. And Nick Folk, is the kicker, not the kicker offer, as Jared asked. So that's what they're looking at there. Now, when you talk about Cade York, now this is a guy, you know, talking to last year to, you know, some of the people that, you know, have impact on the Titans draft class. I really was like, man, this is a guy you should draft. And, you know, just looking at what he did at LSU, you know, kicking 58 yarders and doing things like that, the talent is clearly there. Now, it was interesting talking to him in the locker room. You could tell that his confidence is just really deteriorated. I asked him about, you know, some of the things that he's doing, and he did mention going to see a sports psychologist. That's something. And I think with him, it's just a matter of if they could get his mental part of it back, he's going to be really good as a kicker. And sometimes these guys go through it, right? You know, players have just mental blocks sometimes, and that's clearly what he had out there in Cleveland. But he said that he had options to go elsewhere, and he chose the Titans. So I think that's a good thing, and he could be the kicker of the future.
So, TD, Trevis Gibson, interesting addition. Of course, we saw him just a couple weeks ago. Looked good against, you know, Titans backups in that game. But he has been, a couple years ago, in a 3-4, productive. He's back. Certainly this is a depth add. Is it possible this is also a little bit of a commentary on Arden Key's availability, you think, early in the season?
It could be. It could be dealing with that. Now, we know Arden Key has the calf injury, and that's something that has kept him out for the last week or so. So it is something to focus on. But I think when you look at Trevis Gibson and what he brings to the table, I thought it was interesting because he was working with Coach Ryan Crow and his assistant coach, Lori Locus, who they do an awesome job. And they pulled him aside, and there was a lot of one-on-one yesterday. But I say all that to say, he's a guy that could play hand in the dirt or stand up edge rusher. And I thought it was interesting that he was working with the outside linebacker coaches.
TD, as you look at receiver heading into this, obviously great news for the Titans this week to get Burks back on the field, but Kyle Phillips going to be out the first four games. What's your view on the Kyle Phillips situation? Obviously, when he's been on the field, everybody likes what he can do and the role that he could play in this offense, but how worried are you at this point that maybe he's just not going to be able to stay on the field long term?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think when you look at his injuries, okay, so let's look back on it. He had the hamstring. Listen, everybody gets hamstring injuries. You know, if you're a twitchy guy or a fast guy, you're going to have that experience that at some point. And then you look at the shoulder. It had nothing to do with his size or anything like that. He fell down on it. I don't care who you are. Bo Jackson could fall down on that shoulder like that, and it's going to be an injury. So then you go to this one here. Now, a helmet to the knee, that's going to hurt anybody. So these are all injuries that are more like collision-type injuries. Well, two of them are. And I think he's going to be fine. It's just a matter of getting him back out there and getting ready to go.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's part of that change of season.
That's right.
Well, so so Phillips, while he's out, TD, first of all, like, three receiver sets. How do you think it lines up? And is NWI or Chris Moore, in your mind, more in line to get opportunity at this point with the current configuration?
Yeah, good question. I think it's going to be Chris Moore, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's always going to be on the inside. Remember when Tim Kelly took over as the offensive coordinator? Now, he wasn't the play caller in 2019, but he was an OC, right? And you look at DeAndre Hopkins, his use in the slot. His snaps went down by around 100 snaps, but his snaps in the slot almost doubled. So don't get it twisted. They won't be hesitant or afraid to put Hopkins in the slot. And I think Burks, too. You want to move guys around. I think you look at this weekend or this upcoming game against the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore, like, that's one of the guys you consider a clamp corner. Like, he's a guy you lock him. He wants to lock down the opposing receiver. So let's say they have him travel with Hopkins. Now you can make that matchup a little bit better for Hopkins by bumping him inside to the slot. So I think when you look at having a trio of Chris Moore, Treylon Burks, and DeAndre Hopkins, it gives you a little more flexibility to do things like that, because we know Kyle Phillips, even when healthy, is not a guy you really necessarily want working on the outside. So it gives some versatility.
Teron Davenport with us on Robbie and Rex Road. TD, we've talked with you a lot in the preseason about Caleb Murphy and the story to get here. Now that he's made the team, how much of a contributor do you think he can be against starting NFL linemen and starting NFL offenses with the skill set that he brings to the table in the regular season?
Well, I think now that he's on the roster, it's going to be a little bit of a slow burn for him. I don't think he's going to be a part of the rotation just yet, and that's where that special teams part of it comes in. But when you look at him as he continues to develop, he's going to be a solid pass rusher at some point. I just don't think it's going to be right now. And that's not bad for him because, I mean, he's still growing as a player. He still has to get stronger and bigger, you know. Well, not bigger, but I want to say stronger, like put on that muscle. And that's something that he could do as he's going through the season. But we know that they go deep in the rotation, so there may be opportunities. I just don't think his contribution is going to come immediately. But, hey, man, you know, a D2 guy coming in and making the roster, I think, is nothing to scoff at.
No, it's a great story. So another really good story on this defense, TD, Jack Gibbons. Do you think he's – what do you think of him as a player? I mean, is that spot solidified with Jack Gibbons next to Aziz Alshire? Do you think Monty Rice can or needs to push him? Like, what stand on that linebacker spot?
Yeah, Monty Rice absolutely needs to push him. And I think when you have Rice out there with Aziz Alshire, who I think is going to be a darn good player, I think when you have those two out there together, now you have a pretty athletic duo. Now, when you have Dr. Gibby, as they call him, out there with Alshire, you got a guy who is just always in the right place. And he seems to find the football a lot. The coverage aspect, you know, if you're going to match him up with tight ends or running backs out of the backfield, I think that's something that opposing teams are going to think is a mismatch, and it's going to be on Jack Gibbons to show them that it's not. So the other good thing, though, for the Titans, you look at just the way this league is, so much 11 personnel, so they're going to be in sub packages. So it's almost like you mix Elijah Molden in there with that linebacker group, so to speak, because he's going to be on the field playing that, technically, that linebacker position, but just as a nickel.
So, TD, we've made it through the preseason. You've seen the offensive line. You've seen Hopkins come in. You know, everything is in front of the Titans now. How good do you think this team is? How much do you think they can challenge for the division once again heading into this year?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. You know, I did Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night on ESPN Radio, and we did a segment about the Titans. And it was myself and Michael Rothstein, ESPN, NFL Nation, Falcons reporter. And I just said point blank, listen, the over-under is 9.5. If I was able to bet, I would bang the heck out of that over. They're going to win at least 10 games, in my opinion. Now, How many more than 10? I don't know, because there's still concerns about that O-line. And obviously you have the injuries to mix in. But I think they're a double-digit win team. And you look at the schedule, it's definitely conducive to that. So I think they'll do well. They'll challenge Jacksonville for the division. It'll come down to the wire. But I do think that they can win the AFC South.
Teron Davenport with us here on Robbie and Rex Show. Joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. TD, great stuff as always. We've almost made it to the regular season. We'll talk to you next Friday before New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, man. Next Friday we talk. Going to be a day before traveling down to the Big Easy, man.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Got to love that. It'll be hot down there.
What's your go-to food down there, TD? You got a spot?
I don't have a spot, but I always like to order the shrimp. It comes with the head on it, and you pop the head off, and you just, man, it's great eating. It was a shock the first time, but now, you know, I'm used to it.
I got spots down there, so we'll do that Saturday.
All right, you got it.
All right, TD, we'll talk to you next week. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. I got picks again. Pick 'em coming up at 8:30 on the program today. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.